Carletta Mobley, Carletta, Carletta, Mobley, Mobley. Date of birth is 12/16/1983. This is for date of service, 8/3/2022. Mrs. Mobley is a 38-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding a multinodular goiter. The patient was diagnosed with a multinodular goiter in December of 2021. She also has a history of anemia, allergic rhinitis, and a lipoma on her shoulder. She reports symptoms of fatigue. She denies any palpitations or tremors. She denies any mood swings. She denies any irregularities in her menstrual cycle. She denies any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. She had a thyroid ultrasound done on June 15th, 2022, indicating a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 0.4 by 0.4 by 0.2 centimeters, and a dominant nodule on the left, measuring 0.8 by 0.8 by 0.6 centimeters. She denies any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. Planner 1 for her multinodular goiter, she had a thyroid ultrasound dated 12/6/2021, indicating a dominant nodule on the right measuring 0.4 by 0.4 by 0.2 centimeters and a dominant nodule on the left measuring 0.8 by 0.8 by 0.6 centimeters. At this point, the nodules are below 1 centimeter, and there is no clinical indication to biopsy these nodules at this time. The nodule on the left has been stable when compared to previous ultrasounds. Her thyroid function studies show a TSH of 0.46 and a free T3 of 2.6 and a TPO antibody of 10. Next number, the patient has a history of hyperhidrosis and she takes glycopyrrolate, 2 milligrams for hyperhidrosis. Next number, we will repeat the thyroid ultrasound in 6 months, which she will be due for the thyroid ultrasound around December or January of this year. I have given her an order for this to be done prior to return. At that time, we will also check a current thyroid function panel as well. Next number. Moving forward, the patient will need a yearly thyroid ultrasound to determine stability of the thyroid nodules. Next number. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.